I am joined here in the studio with Neville Gardner.
Hey, Rick.
How are you?
I'm brilliant. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day today.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it. Yeah, it's March. It's that time of year.
The high holy season is coming along here.
Yeah.
You know, we got all kinds of music, and you're making a large contribution to that this year.
Yeah. Falsterfest, year three. So, of course, Falster, Irish word for welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of did a bit of a takeoff on Tradfest that happens in Dublin every January.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like, okay, well, we have a parade. Our Celtic Cultural Alliance are running a great parade. So it seemed appropriate that we would do something a little bit more in Bethlehem. Now, I can't believe how much stuff's going on. It's unbelievable.
My mouth got tired.
Yeah, that list that you read is phenomenal. We have 3 days of music in the Ice House. And, of course, it's such a brilliant venue, you know,
mm-hmm.
that it seemed like a shame to not have something. So Friday night, the Rogue Diplomats. Now, my big disappointment is that our piper, Robert Watt, who world champion piper, I just found out for sure this morning that he was denied his visa. So, of course, we're scrambling to put a piper in there. But we have a few local pipers. Actually, the fellow from your band, Rick, Terry's going to play some Illan pipes in a couple of the sessions. But Robert was kind of like an opener, pipe warmer, no pun intended, for all the shows. We'll still have some great music. So, yeah, Friday night, it's the Rogue Diplomats. And if you haven't heard them, great bunch of boys, partly from Bethlehem.
And a girl.
Yeah, and a girl. Christine sings now with them, Christine Scharf. So they're real nice, good rowdy, lots of ballads and shanties and fun band, really.
What I really love about them is that they're also all theater people. So
that's
it's
right.
Not just do they have great voices, they do a show. I mean, they actually are entertainers. They almost assume characters on stage, and they give you your money's worth.
Yeah, really, I know one of them is my granddaughter's math teacher, I think, from so they're a cool bunch of guys girls. Yeah, so I really love them. So that's Friday night. And then on Saturday, the Jeremiahs, boy, I caught just a few minutes of them at Celtic Classic this past September, and I really, really liked them. Two French guys, two Irish guys, sort of a trad. We're going to play some of their music a little later, I think, aren't we?
Yep. I got something queued up.
Yeah, sort of a cross trad, and they get a little progressive occasionally, so I really like them a lot. So they're playing two times on Saturday, and we also have the O'Grady Quinlan Dancers featuring on Saturday, and we also have a guy who plays a lot at the Red Stag, Seamus Kelleher, who used to play with the band Backthorn and has his own solo career. Now, Seamus goes from kind of trad, traditional, to Mark Knopfler, and he's been known to climb up on top of the bar in the pub and be playing the guitar with his teeth, so he's quite a character. He's a real showman, and we love Seamus. He's one of our favorite people.
I've heard him do some Led Zeppelin, too.
Oh, I love it. I mean, he'll rock you out. So, but he's Irish, and he, you know, he kind of goes from one end of the spectrum to the other. And then on Sunday, we have two shows from the enigmatic Seamus Kennedy. And Seamus is a real favorite storyteller, singer, you know, politician, musician, Shanaki, the whole thing. He does it all. So he's playing twice on Sunday. So, yeah, so there's a series of total of six shows. And you can get a package for the whole thing, or you can come to whatever you pick. They're on, up on Eventbrite tickets. If you go to Red Stag Pub or Donegal Square, you can go over to Eventbrite and buy the tickets. Or you can just come in the shop. We actually have physical tickets there, so you can go either way.
Are you partnering with anybody else with this?
Yes, we are. So Culture Ireland actually helped the Jeremiahs to come on their trip. We've had some support from a local non-profit they start at Bethlehem Children's Festival.
Mm-hmm.
George Sobetsky and his crew are helping us, and we will have a bar there. And, of course, we'll have some of that black stuff there.
Okay.
You know, we won't let anybody down on that. So the Star of Bethlehem are helping us out. Ice House Tonight, of course, and Downtown Bethlehem Association also helping. You know, the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber Division, they're helping us do the promotion and make it all happen. So, you know, the Ice House is such a great venue. And, of course, Doug Roysden and Sheila White, who kind of help run Ice House Tonight, they do a phenomenal job doing all kinds of stuff all throughout the year. And I think there's actually an Irish play coming up right after Falsterfest, like the 2 or 3 days after. And I'm not sure if it's Silky Theatre that's running that or some other organization, but we can double check.
I know Silky Theatre is doing a play, and it's coming up shortly after that. So
yeah,
I would say
so
that.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Great support. We've had some support from a couple of local businesses. Hotel Bethlehem have supported us, and they actually have a special rate for the weekend if you want to come and stay over. The Hyatt have offered a special rate. So two great hotels within crawling distance, need I say, from you know, from the ice house. So it is up an uphill crawl. You know, I don't know that you'd necessarily want to do that, but
well, you got to earn it. You
know? Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of Ubers around, and also my friend Ray Glemser over at Glemser Technologies. Ray has given us some cultural support over the last couple of years. Ray's a good has good Irish heritage, and we're very appreciative to him for helping, you know, helping us with you know, funding the bands and getting them here. And of course, dealing with the immigration thing is no joke. The visa thing, poor old Robert applied for this visa like, you know, 4 months ago, 4.5 months ago. And we have had some support from our local congresswoman, Sarah Wilde, did help us try and sort it out. But unfortunately, it wasn't happening. So poor old Robert, he's not coming. He was all set for a wee visit to America, and he's going to have to play his pipes back in Ireland. Now, I did think about doing a FaceTime live with him and beaming it in there. So I don't know if that's doable or not, but you know, he lives most of the time in Austria,
right?
In Innsbruck,
he's not one of the nations that people don't tend to associate with having a difficulty getting a visa.
No, well,
is it because it's a work visa?
It's because he's getting because I'm paying him. So and he, of course they know who he is now. So if he tries to just turn up at the door with his pipes kind of packed, they're not letting him into the country. So unfortunately, yeah. But we'll have another piper there. Have no fear. Terry will do a great job, and James Roof will fill in a wee bit, and it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a fun weekend. And of course, it's leading up to St. Patrick's Day. We have a dinner at the Red Stag actually the night before Patrick's Day, a St. Patrick's dinner. We found this phenomenal author called Terry McCoy, who wrote a book in Ireland called St. Patrick's Plate.
Okay.
And he basically looked into the life of St. Patrick, and he figured out what your man may have been eating back in the 5th century. And so he wrote this book about it. So it's the life of St. Patrick, and we're cooking a few things, including some Skerry's razor clams that, you know, that's in his book. So an interesting cultural exchange there as well. So that's at the Red Stag on March the 6th.
They're the ones that leave those kind of really interesting trails and little mounds on the seaside along on coast
Absolutely,
Ireland.
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see them all the time over in the west coast of Ireland.
Yeah.
There.
The Skerry's, I think, is where this fellow Terry had a great restaurant for a long time, a seafood restaurant. And so he came to me and said, hey, how about promoting my book in America? So it's a brilliant book. It's got all kinds of stuff on St. Patrick and what he liked to eat and what he didn't eat. And, you know, St. Patrick, of course, allegedly was a Roman. He was the son of a Roman centurion. And he was hijacked by a bunch of Irish pirates and taken back to Ireland and sold into slavery. So the story goes that, you know, he was of Italian heritage. So there's a few Italian things in your man's cookbook as well, which makes it very interesting. You know, it's a very interesting cookbook.
Right, right. In fact, the Celtic Cultural Minute that Kate Scuffle is going to be talking about at the top of the 8 o'clock hour talks about the history and life of St. Patrick and goes into some of that stuff. Yeah, he's an interesting fella.
Yeah.
He felt he had a calling. He had to go back. Ireland was not, quote, literate before St. Patrick. They did not have a written language.
Orm, apparently.
They had the Orm, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't really written in the way that you would, like, write a sentence or a book or whatever. But, so, of course, St. Patrick's breastplate is a very well-known, you know, St. Patrick wrote that, and it's his whole kind of, it's a prayer. So your man, Terry McCoy in Dublin, he wrote his book and called it St. Patrick's Plate, right? So it's a bit of a takeoff on it.
Yeah, that's kind of clever.
My friend Tim Campbell, who runs the St. Patrick Centre over in Downpatrick in Ireland, he's very good mates with this fella. And, you know, my group that are going over there this summer, we have a small group going from Donegal Square to Northern Ireland, and we're hoping to go visit Tim and go visit this character who wrote the St. Patrick's Plate book, so it should be fun.
Yeah, sounds like quite a lot going on.
Yeah, always, right?
Right, and then you always got the stuff going on. I want to thank you for supporting traditional Irish music over at your McCarthy's Red Stag Pub. You guys do a lot of great stuff there, and you know, you've been doing that for years. So,
well, it's my pleasure. You know, it's like the whole thing of teaching people about their own culture. I mean, it's a testimony to, it's a great that WDIY are doing what they're doing, because God, that list of Celtic stuff that's going on within 100 miles of here, in the next two or three weeks. 30 years ago, 40 years ago when I came here, there was nothing going on, really, it seemed. Right. And now it seems like it's an extravaganza.
Well, you've had a lot to do with that, so
yeah,
thank you.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah. So what time do the events start on Friday night?
So 6:30. I think the bar opens at 6:30 on Friday night, and the Rogue Diplomats are the first band that are on, and they're on. The music starts at 7:30. The Rogues will come on. The Diplomats will come on shortly after that. And then on Saturday, right after the parade ends, so the Celtic Cultural Alliance Parade of Shamrocks comes right down Main Street, right down into the historic area, and kind of ends where the parade grounds area are. Coincidentally, the bar in the Ice House opens just as that ends, right at 1:30.
Imagine that.
What a funny notion. So if you like wanted to drift in there for a pint of Guinness right after the parade, it would be a perfect harmony, you know. So that the whole concert thing starts on Saturday at 1:30. A bit of piping, and the Jeremiahs are on right after it. And then there's a bit of a break. The bar will stay open, though. There's a bit of a break, and then we have the O'Grady Quinlan Dancers on, and Seamus Kelleher, and that's around 5 o'clock. O'Grady Quinlans are coming on. And then in the evening, the nighttime set, doors open at 7:45, the bar will be open, and the Jeremiahs do their second set at like 8:45. And then on Sunday, two shows, doors open at 1:30 on Sunday, and we've got a piper, and then we've got Seamus Kennedy on doing his gig at about 2:30. And then later on, he does a later show at around 4:45. So it's all kind of over early enough on Sunday night. We know people have things to do and places to go, but it should be a fun weekend. And we do have lots of tickets still available. I'm sure you could even turn up at the door if you didn't have a ticket, but we will be taking money at the door.
Okay, well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
And good luck.
I'm anxious for it all to happen and to be a success. So
yeah. Maybe Sunday I can get down.
Yeah, cool.
Because I got like a bunch of gigs. Our band has gigs Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday morning we're going to be at WFMZ, and then cool. We're going to be up in Mount Bethel. And so I'll get there on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jill Oman, my chef, and I were actually going on WFMZ on Friday morning, the 13th. We're going to cook some breakfast ideas. You know, they wanted to spread the culture around a little bit, so we're going to give them a Celtic breakfast idea on Friday morning.
Make enough, and when you get there Saturday morning, we can maybe have some of the leftovers.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, this is Neville Gardner, owner of Donegal Square and McCarthy's Red Stag Pub, and the promoter of the Falsha Fest. How's it? Falsha.
Yeah. Welcome Fest.
Over at the Ice House, weekend of the 13th, 14th, and 15th. Sounds like a great time, and it's always great to support local venues here in the Lehigh Valley. Well, let's listen to something from the Jeremiahs, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Rick.
This is the Jeremiahs from their CD, The Femme Fatale of Maine. This is the first cut, The Wild Barrow Road. It took me a little while to figure out what's going on, but they're like driving down this road, and the guys in the back are just ripping some tunes off, and they're kind of some of the stuff that they're going to be playing that night, or they played the night before. So it's just kind of a road song. A bunch of guys who are on the road all the time and making some music about making music. So this is the Jeremiahs here on Celtic Fair.
On the Wild Barrow Road, at 20 past noon, at the foot of the hills, at the tail end of June, two boys in the back seat put legs on a tune that they'd play down in Barrow tonight neath the moon.